Greetings, Planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, program lead for Imagine Cup.
Oh, yes. Are we shooting? Oh, my glasses had something.
Yeah, we're totally shooting, babe. Oh, okay, what's going on here?
Well, hello. Yeah, see? I'm Golnaz Alabegi, technical evangelist on the Channel 9 team. And I have to make that dramatic pause because it is the 2015 finals.
2015?
By the way, we call that one the smolder.
Yes.
We just synchronized? Here we go. Okay, oh, three, right. two, one.
I almost broke my glasses doing that. Man.
All right.
Careful. We're getting We're getting crazy over here. We're getting crazy for this 2015.
I know,
new year.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the new season of Magic Cup is underway. If you go to our website at magiccup.com, hopefully you all have, you can register right now, get signed up for our first few contests. We are live on the site, and we are going to have some awesome stuff this year.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
So what's on the agenda for today?
Well, you know, before we get on to 2015, which we're going to do probably next episode, we've got something pretty sweet today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you might remember our winning team from Magic Cup 2014, Inemia from Australia, who won the World Citizenship category and also took in the grand prize of our World Championship, which they won live on stage with Satya Nadella right there in very dramatic
They're
and exciting
shots.
Thing.
They're that big really shots cool. now. I'm sad I missed this interview. I was traveling for work in Chicago, so I wasn't here for it.
Chicago.
I wish I was here. I wanted to meet them.
Totally.
I haven't had a chance to meet them yet.
Jennifer and Gerald from Inemia, terrific people, really talented, really great folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we brought them out here for the Youth Spark Boot Camp, and they spent a week at Microsoft, actually more than a week. And they met with developers and marketers and business people.
I saw a tweet of them with Steve Guggenheimer.
Yes, with Googs, absolutely. Had a great session there.
He's the chief evangelist.
He is. He's Microsoft's chief evangelist.
I'm a technical evangelist. He's the chief evangelist.
The chief evangelist.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's correct.
And they met Bill Gates.
Bill Gates meeting, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Crazy.
That was really awesome.
I haven't even met Bill Gates.
Yeah, well, actually, I haven't either.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
no, I didn't. So you're making me not feel too bad about it.
Even I didn't get to go to the Bill Gates meeting.
Can I come? Can you pick me?
No.
No.
Yeah, that was the deal.
Wow.
Yeah, no, so Jennifer and Gerald met with Bill Gates. They had an awesome meeting there and a lot of other great stuff as well, including a Mariners game, I think.
Ooh.
Went to. Although the Mariners have now, sadly, lost.
They're out. Yes.
Yeah.
2015 is the year for everything.
For everything.
Everything, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Seattle's baseball team, I'm sure, will come back strong next year. And
2015 is the year
for
everyone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
So while Jennifer and Gerald were here, we brought them into the palatial and glamorous Imagine Cup TV studios.
Ooh,
where
yeah.
They were very excited to be here, by the way.
Yeah, lights, cameras.
I know.
The whole shebang TVs.
Yeah, it's
Ooh.
Great. Three entire televisions.
Yeah. Like, how many do you have in your house? I have one.
Yeah. I know, exactly. It's pretty awesome.
So they came, you did an interview with them?
Yeah, so let's check out what they had to say, and you'll learn more about what Team Inemia was up to during the Youth Spark Boot Camp.
Cool.
Well, welcome Team Inemia to Imagine Cup TV.
Thank you.
So you guys have been here for almost a week now in Seattle after your magnificent victory at the World Finals a couple months ago. How do you feel?
Very excited to be back, definitely.
Yeah.
And I think the weather's sort of following us as well.
Yeah?
So far, so good.
Yeah, it's been gorgeous. I know. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So the first thing I wanted to talk to you about, of course, is that because you won the Imagine Cup World Championship live on stage there with Satya and so forth, you guys actually had a meeting with someone very special last week.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So
who was that?
We got to meet with Bill Gates.
I know. Hold on. Wait. Bill Gates?
Yeah. Bill Gates.
Isn't
I
he?
Know.
In the flesh.
Was he like curing cancer or something when you walked in? What happened?
Well, I think he was multitasking.
Okay.
He was very friendly and very open and had a lot of good suggestions to us.
It was, for me, since the actual announcement on August 1st, I really couldn't believe that we were going to meet Bill Gates. So it took until the moment that he stepped through the door, I was thinking, wow, okay. He's right here in front of me. Compose.
But he looks exactly as how you imagined him to be. Like he's wearing a sweater.
Yeah, he's very casual. You know, he's relaxed. He's good. So what was the conversation like? What did you guys learn from that?
What we really learned was, so he talked through, he was very on the ball, he knew what we were doing, very familiar with the problem, obviously, and he had a lot of good suggestions to where we should take this, a lot of questions for us as to its how well it works and what our plans for it for the future. And we put it to him that our biggest challenge was data, and we needed reach, and we needed to get to thousands of people, and that's exactly what he agreed with. And I think his exact words were, he knows a guy that can help us.
Yeah.
So now we're waiting for the guy.
Yeah, I bet he knows a guy. Wow, that's fantastic. And then that's kicked off a whole week here with the Youth Spark team, and I'd love to hear more about what you've been up to in Redmond.
So the Youth Spark boot camp, as we've got it called it, is absolutely, it's been absolutely amazing. We've done a wide variety of things thus far. So today was all about marketing, PR, the business plan, and how to go about that. Yesterday was all tech. We've met with IP lawyers who have given us great advice on what to think about as a startup and go into what a company needs and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow we're lucky we get to go to the Gates Foundation and meet people on the team there. So that should be a great experience for us too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So what's some of the tech topics you guys have been talking about this week?
So some of the tech topics is very varied, and it's more or less almost anything we wanted to talk to them about. But we met with, for instance, people from the Azure ML team. Mm-hmm. We met with people who specialize in geofencing. We've met with different, I guess, developer evangelists as well. And today actually is the Python Day, and I went along to have a look at that, but I think the event was full, but I got through the live stream, and I think there's a computer out there right now recording, even as we speak, so I will not miss a single minute of it.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. So I'd like to know for a moment, what was it like being up on stage, competing for the championship and answering the questions from the judges and so forth?
For us, right from the beginning, we didn't expect any of this. And when we were announced, I remember backstage, we were both like, okay, we have to think about this. But we couldn't think about what was going to come up. So we kind of went through a few things, discussed a few opinions on what we'd done. But the experience overall was great. And it was really nice to see Sachi's face when we were talking about the importance of cloud first, mobile first. His face just lit up, and that was brilliant and something we could see just opposite him. Mm.
That's great. Yeah, when that happened during the questions and answers, and you used that phrase, I could hear in the audience around me many Microsoft people and students kind of going like, ah, perfect, home run. That's great. And so, where do you go from here? What is your the future for Inemia?
So the future really lies in exactly what I guess what we discussed with Bill Gates, which is getting more data. And what we want to do is bring this to the places that we first envision it being working in, so in areas of low access to healthcare. So for instance, in Africa, in India, in rural, remote Australia, as well as other locations. And that helps us not only construct new approaches, but it also helps us validate our own approach and lets us measure exactly what kind of impact we can have in these communities and see how people react to it and get some hard data about exactly how well it performs.
That's awesome. And so do you already have the right partners in place to make that kind of scale effort happen?
So we had a really good discussion in this week as well with other NGOs like PATH and NetHope, and that's been really great. There's been a lot of channels that we've been given access to. And of course, the Gates Foundation tomorrow is something that we're looking forward to.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think the best thing out of this week and the Imagine Cup in general has been the contacts and the opportunities that we've been given, and just being able to meet so many people, and we find that someone knows someone else, and that's been the best best part of this whole experience.
Someone always knows a guy.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Well, and then let me ask you, so a year ago you were in Australia working on your project to some degree. What would you say to students right now who are watching this and are thinking about, you know, like, what can I do? It's going to make a difference to me being right there 12 months later.
I guess something that's really important to people who are going to go through the Imagine Cup, I think, from my personal perspective, is don't be afraid of big problems and not to be afraid to fail. So the bigger the problem, the bigger the opportunity. And if you're not afraid to, the worst that can happen is that you don't try.
And also the fact that you will have to, just as Gerald said, there will be many iterations before you find that solution to the problem that you face. And always to think outside the box. Don't let anyone ever say, this can't be done, because it's just about going through and trying to find it. And sleepless nights usually work as well. And just going through that and trying to keep trying until you get to that solution.
That's awesome. Wow. Well, thank you both very much for being here. I really appreciate it. And congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
On your awesome victory with
so
the Imagine
good to be
Cup.
Here.
And that was the interview with Inemia.
It was beautiful. It was glamorous. Loved every second of it. Good
thank
job,
you.
John.
Thank you. I wish you could have been here.
I wish I was there, but I think you did it as good as it possibly could have been done without me. So, good job.
Which is still not that great.
Not
but
that
like,
great,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Good
well,
enough.
Well, frankly, like the table is not big enough for four people. Like you would, you'd be like off the edge.
I
would have
been off the screen anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Awesome job.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
It for this episode, though.
That is, yeah. We're out of time, and we are going to be back very soon with a kickoff for our 2015 Imagine Cup season,
yeah.
And we're going to talk about some cool new stuff that's going on.
So I want people to, you know, stay connected with us. How can they follow us?
Well, of course, you should join us on Twitter, where we are. At symbol Imagine Cup.
What was that?
That little at symbol.
That was cute.
I guess I should do it backwards for the other. I can't think that hard now.
Right.
You know the at symbol.
At symbol.
At symbol Imagine Cup on Twitter. And of course, we're on Facebook at Facebook Whack Imagine Cup, I think. So do find us online and yeah, absolutely.
Stay connected, yeah.
Check it out, see what's going on.
Cool.
And can we get one more like eyeglass peel off before you sign off?
All right, ready?
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God.
There we go.
My hair got everywhere. That was just, okay. Cut.
Cut. See ya.
Bye.